EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I still who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah,
it's kind of sporadic.
So, no.
Okay, I have a better one.
Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your host, T'Angelo, and we are chilling at the Kicker Spot. So, I am live and turned up tonight. My energy is just, like, really on point. I have to admit to you guys, it's going to be a great night. Oh, how have your week been? Me? I've been great. What's that background noise? Hold on here. I think I'm at the club. Okay. Anyhow, you guys, we are going to have another fun evening here, chilling at the Kicker Spot. And I want to first take this time to mention that my baby sister's birthday was yesterday. And so I want to go ahead and give a big what's up to my baby sis, Misty, and say happy birthday. May God continue to bless you with many, many more. And she does get to share a wonderful holiday with Dr. King as well. So we give a big fist pump up to Dr. King and all he did for the community and, you know, the way we live life today. He was a very positive influence for us. So, okay. Anywho, I am a little as energetic as I am tonight. I'm kind of surprised because I had dance rehearsal last night that really had me feeling like I'm feeling the aftermath, and I was tired, and it was like a long day. I had to have a double shot of Coca-Cola. Yeah, I don't mean like coffee, so I have Coca-Cola to keep me awake and stuff. But now, I don't know, right before the show, I was like, I'm going on air, so I'm really feeling hyped, live, and turned up. So, woo-hoo! Anyhow, moving through our day, you guys, moving through the day, I want to just take a quick moment to mention to you guys this weekend, the Fit Expo will be here in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Fit Expo will be taking place this Saturday and Sunday, and it is my excitement to mention that T'Angelo Live will definitely be in the spot to be, and I'm excited. I've never been to the College Expo, so I get to go. To the Fitness Expo. I've never been to the Fit Expo, and so I'm really excited to go. We'll definitely have a booth there, a camera crew. I'll get to cover the event, so I put cameras in people's faces and just truly have a blast. Also, I'll mention that the College Expo is on February the 2nd, so you can mark your calendars for those who are interested in that, and I'll give you more details about the College Expo later on tonight, okay? If you guys are online or have to be online a little bit later, I'm going to tell you, you got to swing by the T'Angelo Live Facebook page, the Twitter page, and just hit me up, all right? Now, about Twitter page, something's weird has happened to you guys. I have Twitter followers, and I was following about 1,500 people, and now my Twitter account says I'm only following 247 people. That's really weird to me. I don't understand. So if you guys happen to understand or have any insight to why it would say that I'm only following that many people, please hit me up. You can, you know, hit me up on Twitter for that matter, which is Twitter at T'Angelo Live. And let me know why that would happen, because I think it's weird and I don't want it to do that. So, yeah, I don't know. And I was following like 1,500 people. That's a lot of people to have met and said hi to, and now I'm not following them. I could seem kind of shady or something, you know, and that's not my skilo. So, anyhow, I just had that little curiosity moment there. And you guys, be sure to visit TangeloLive.com. On TangeloLive.com, you can fulfill all your book buying needs, as TangeloLive.com is connected to our premier segment here at the Kicker Spot, which is T'Angelo Live on Books. So if you happen to be interested in getting your celebrity books or any books, you know, beyond celebrity life, feel free to go to TangeloLive.com and check it out. It's a really fun commercial over there, so I think you should enjoy. I did. I mean, I enjoy doing it, so I hope you enjoy watching it. And then lastly, I want to mention really quickly, you guys, that Tantra Live is starting an internship program. So if you or someone you know happens to be interested in media, communications, or broadcasting for that matter, please be sure to hit us up at Tiangelo@tiangelolive.com. Just send an email, preferably with your resume and cover letter, or if you just want to get some more information about it, you can just simply say so and we'll get that administered to you. And again, that is Tiangelo@tiangelolive.com. T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. And I'm Tiangelo. All righty, you guys. So now also I want to take this time to mention to you guys that tonight's going to be a really fun show because we are going to be diving into a new segment I'm going to be introducing to you tonight, which is going to be a salute to heroes. Yes, a salute to heroes, which is dedicated to giving just a tilt of the hat off to the men and women who service us through the military with their efforts and dedication and all the wonderful things there. So I'll explain more in just a moment, okay? So, I'm still elated right now, you guys. Anyhow, with that all said, listen, we are going to take a few moments here and actually do a quick break, but I really want to just mention again about the internship program, you guys. We are looking forward to getting some new high-energy, awesome team players added to the camp, okay? We want to get this squad live and turned up like I am. We got our girl Veronica! Hey, girl. All right. Y'all know. What?
You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your boy, Tiangelo. Jalo.
Yo, you are tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. And I'm your host, Tiangelo. All right, so like I mentioned, tonight we're going to introduce a new segment of the show, which is Salute to Heroes. So Salute to Heroes is actually going to be like a social platform where celebrity and professional athletes can come out, hang out here at the Kickin' Spot, chill out, and salute our military, the veterans, and their families, as these individuals have truly fought and sacrificed a great deal just so we can have the freedoms that we are afforded today. And so we definitely want to, you know, take a moment to, give back and just say, you know, hey, it was great. And then, you know, who doesn't love a good athlete or a good celebrity? So that's what we're going to do with this segment. What's your call-up? Right now, the webpage is still being put together. It's almost done. And I'll be announcing the webpage once it's done. You guys can see a calendar of who is coming onto the show for that segment and what all will be happening. And it won't just be the radio show, though, because I'm also working – we're also working with VSSN, which is the Veterans Supplemental Support Network, who is also working with us in our Salute the Heroes endeavors. And they're going to actually be doing live events. And that's where this weekend the Fit Expo comes into play, because we will be doing a Salute to Heroes at the Fit Expo, where they'll be sponsoring some of the military vets to come out to the event so they can enjoy the Fit Expo as well. And we'll have a booth there where we'll have professional athletes from bodybuilders to basketball players and whatnot at the booth. They'll get a chance to hobnob, rub elbows, take pictures, and do autograph signings. So that is with VSSN. And if you happen to be interested in more about VSSN, you can check them out at vetsupportnet.org. That's vetsupportnet.org. Okay, so definitely happy to be able to give back in such a way. Other than that, we're going to get into our evening and get our guest on to the show, okay? Tonight we have a few wonderful gentlemen calling in to honor our heroes, and one of them will be actually Joe Antorius, who we're looking to have. And Joe has a lot going on, so we heard from him a minute ago, and he's hoping he'll be able to get to the show before his evening is fulfilled with other things. But we do want to have Joe Antorius on tonight, and Joe actually is a past Mr. USA, so he's done, you know, a lot of great things in the world of fitness and health. And he's also the founder of ProPTA, Personal Trainers Association. We'll talk more and give you more on that. Also, we will be speaking with Don Sanchez, the CEO of the Hollywood Magic Celebrity Pro Basketball Team, and Joe Newman, the co-founder and CEO of the American Basketball Association, also known as ABA. So if you happen to call in and speak to any of these gentlemen, you definitely want to give us a call at 718-664-6543. So just feel free to give us a call, talk with tonight's guest, and, you know, we'll have fun and kind of take it from there, okay? Well, with all that being said, with all of our guests having dealings in sports, that's why, you know, we're going to go and to the Fit Expo this weekend. And you just have fun with it, you know, just really, really have fun. I'm excited. I want to get my fit on. This is my first time attending, as I mentioned, so I look forward to enjoying all that it has to offer. And if you happen to be in the L.A. area, please feel free to stop by the L.A. Fit Expo taking place this Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30 p.m. You have to stop by the booth and just give us a good howdy doody. All righty, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we return, we will be speaking to Mr. Joe Antore himself. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's possible to vacation and have a dental procedure in Bulgaria for 5 times less than the cost of the dental procedure alone in the U.S.? At BogomilStoyev.com, you can see the wide range of dental procedures available in Bulgaria at a fraction of the cost. Whether you need crowns, implants, periodontal, or other treatments, Dr. Stoyev can help. Contact Dr. Stoyev for pricing today at BogomilStoyev.com. That's BogomilStoyev.com.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot. Brought to you by EOTMblog.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMblog is a site to visit. D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kicking Spot. You are now tuned in to The Kicking Spot, and I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
Welcome back, you guys. We're tuned in to the Kicker Sprite right now, and I am your host, T'Angelo. So today, as I mentioned, we're doing a salute to heroes, and for our first guest this evening, we have the honor to speak to Mr. Joe Antore. He is the CEO of Personal Trainers Association, also known as Pro-PTA, and being that fitness and nutrition is the industry he has been in for over 30 years, and so we definitely want to have him on and get his insight on all things fitness, find out more about Pro-PTA, and give a salute to our hero. So let's go ahead and welcome Joe Antore to the Kicker Spot. Good evening, Joe. How are you doing this evening?
D'Angelo, how are you? Good evening.
I am doing very well.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you for taking the time. We do truly appreciate it. I know that everything is in fast forward right now as you guys are getting prepared for the Fit Expo this weekend.
Yes, exactly. All day long for the past 3 days, we're preparing to go down there like we do it every year. We're actually been with the Fit Expo for the past 10 years since the first day they started, and it has done a great deal of business for us. It's an excellent place to be.
Awesome. Yeah, this will be my first year attending, and I'm uber excited. It seems like it's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah, it will be. You're going to like it a lot.
Well, thank you. So with all you've done in fitness for over 30 years, how did you get started in this industry?
It's funny you ask that because as I was growing up, I had four sisters and a brother in my family, and I happened to be the skinniest one of them all. And
really?
They used to gang up on me.
Okay.
Yeah, but I kind of met a few bodybuilders. I was going down to the gym one day. I decided to work out. I wanted to see what these people are about. And I walked in, and there is a mountain of muscles. The guy was huge in front of me, and his name was John Brown, down in Orange County. And when he shook my hand, I was afraid to shake his hand because his forearm was so huge. Then I decided, I said, you know what, I want to look like this. I love this. So I started working out. He took me under his wings, and then I moved up to L.A. To actually La Crescenta by Montrose, and I met a really big bodybuilder. I'm not sure if you know who it is. His name is Bill Pearl. Bill Pearl, Mr. Universe, Mr. America, before even Arnold. And I met Bill Pearl, and used to go to his gym and work out, and this is where it started, and I put on some weight little by little and growing, and I started weighing at age 17. I was weighing 105 pounds. And in 10 years, I went up to 245.
Wow. You were really committed.
Yes, just because of bodybuilding. And everything, I mean, at 245 with 7% body fat, that's a deal. So I always eat good. I always train. I always do my cardio. And this is the key to success, basically, and to look good. I'm at 52 years old right now, with like almost, 35 years at least in the bodybuilding and fitness industry. And a lot of people don't really believe that I'm 52. They think I'm 40. And it's because of what we do and how we do things. We're really dedicated to eating well and training and taking care of our body, our system. One thing you have to realize, Tiangelo, you live in your body. You're not leasing it. You live in it. You can't leave and live in somebody else's body.
So you better take care
of that body because you can't leave. You're living it now. You can't leave. So better take care of it.
That is awesome. Yeah, I didn't know you were 52 either, and I've seen pictures of you, and you got me fooled right now.
Yeah, a lot of people do too, yes. But it's a wonderful life. It's really clean. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I'm really dedicated to helping people and making their lives, a better way to be.
That's awesome. And I know I'm not too bad off, but I do have a little sweet tooth on my end. So that's where my weakness comes in.
Me too. It's okay. But as long as you get back on track, this is the key for success. We're humans, and we make mistakes. That's okay. As long as you can have that sweet tooth, but as long as you get back on track right away, don't say, oh, it's a weekend, I'll get back on it Monday, or I lost the whole day. No, the next meal, back on track.
Right. And yeah, I agree with that,
You're fine.
I totally agree. So now, in regards to the Professional Trainers Association, which, has been out and has since become like the Harvard of certifications in the world for personal trainers, what prompted you to start this association?
It's funny because I was brought up at training with the pros. After training in Montrose, I was really close to Santa Monica, and I used to go down and train at Gold's Gym, the original Gold's Gym in Santa Monica, and, Arnold and Frank Zane. There was a lot of people down there that I met, Danny Padilla, Muhammad Makaway, Ali Mala. All of these guys that these are the people actually that started this fitness industry. Before, people used to look at us weird, like, what do you do with your life, So And when I started working out with these pros, these bodybuilders, I learned the proper way of doing things, proper techniques, proper biomechanics, And we did it right most of the time. When we got hurt, we learned not to do it again. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So as I progressed and I started training people, I noticed there was a lot of trainers in the industry that are certified, but they're not qualified. Okay? Anybody can get a certification. I guarantee you. And I want you to try this. Go online and sign up with your dog's name. Okay?
Okay.
And take the certification, and they will send you a certificate with your dog's name on it. They don't even know who you are. So I decided to put on a course with few pros in the industry, like Mike Sable, Charles Glass, Sherry Goggin, Bob Ciccarello, Tom Prince. We got all together and we decided that let's work together and put something on that's gonna make a difference in the industry. So they were doing a lot of hands-on work, which is a practical application of the gym. When we certify trainers, we are the only certification in the world that is a must. It's crucial that you do the practical application hands-on to prove that you can do it. Okay,
so
it's not
that
only
seems
an
like
exam.
Now you get the quality out of it. Now
exactly.
We get quality train.
So we teach you how to really properly apply movements, and we little by little we started growing and we started expanding, and all of a sudden we started moving in different countries. Now we are in 183 countries in 5 languages. No one has done that before. And every couple of months we go into a new country. So it's really wonderful to see that a lot of people really love what we do, and they go back to the original all-day training because that's the best. Now, there's a lot of stuff out there. A lot of hypes. It's fine. As long as you know the proper biomechanics, proper application, you will never get hurt. But if you see videos and programs and all of this back and forth, everybody's moving the same, but no one is teaching proper biomechanics.
That's when you really get serious and into the muscle, the core of where the strength builds up.
Yeah, how to do it, when to do it, how often, how quick, how fast, where do you start, where do you finish, how to flex. It's all of a science. It is all a science. It's not easy. When you grab it, I tell you, I only train 10, 15 minutes a day.
Okay.
That's all, and I'm in shape.
Wow. So, and is that because you got there and now you're just holding strong, or can you get there?
Absolutely. Worked hard to get to a point, and now, I don't compete anymore. The last time I competed is in 1990, and I went on and not compete anymore because I finished school and I business and the kids and family and stuff. I'm enjoying life, but at the same time, I have to take care of this body. So I still train and I still eat well, and I'm fine. I'm great. I look great.
you do. I'm envious. I'm gonna have to go to Fit Expo and get some pointers. I look forward
to
meeting you.
Me too. I look forward to meeting you. Well, we'll see you on Saturday.
Yes, you shall.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead, Joe, and let you get back to all of your happenings and dealings as we're preparing for this expo. I know it's going to be a great event.
Yes, it will be.
And listeners, you definitely have to check out the Pro PTA. You can go online and check them out. They have all kinds of great stuff.
You know, T'Angelo, I didn't mention to you that we do support the armed forces, and we have the GI Bill. We are approved by the GI Bill, and anybody in the armed forces that wants to take the courses, the GI Bill covers the courses 100%, and also we are approved by the California State approving agency for veterans also covers 100% of the courses.
So, salute to heroes from Pro PTA and Joanne Torrey.
Absolutely.
GI Bill and California.
I'm 100% with the heroes, with the military, with you guys that support us and protect us, and I'll do my best to be there for you.
Well, awesome. We definitely that's definitely an awesome salute to our heroes, Joe. That is awesome.
Thank you. It's an honor for me to be able to help.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. And then for the website, Joe, I don't want to pronounce it wrong or to say it wrong. For the website for ProPTA, where can the listeners go?
It's ProPTA.com.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I wish it was a longer version.
That's
so ProPTA.com. ProPTA.com, everybody. Definitely check it out. It's a very informative website, if I say so myself. Has a lot of great information there. And Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to come out. We truly appreciate it here at the Kick It Spot.
Thank you so much, D'Angelo. Thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor.
No problem. Thank you. And you guys, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we will be visited by Don Sanchez and Joe Newman. We'll be right back after this.
Yo, what it do, you guys? It's your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kick It Spot. Welcome back.
We are here doing our new segment of Salute to Heroes with presented by the Kicker Spot and VSSN, which is Veterans Supplemental Support Network. In this segment, we do salute our heroes, just giving back, honoring the men and women who give service and, you know, allow us to who help us to afford to, oh, my goodness, I'm having too much energy. I think someone told me that they had no more soda. I think they're right because I'm moving too fast. We want to give our thanks to those servicemen and women who work diligently to afford us or help to afford us our freedoms we have today. The next gentleman we're going to speak to is actually going to be Don Sanchez. Don Sanchez is a co-founder of the American Basketball Association, as well as the I'm sorry, you guys. I get stuck. I'm moving too fast. Okay, he is also, oh, my goodness. You know, I'm going to invite him onto the show because apparently I'm having a brain moment, and I'm going to have him tell us a little bit more about this because I'm off right now. I'm just off. So without further ado, can we please welcome Don Sanchez to the show?
Hey, T'Angelo. How you doing?
Hello, Don. My deepest apologies for that introduction. I am trying, and I think I'm moving too fast. I didn't study so much about you guys, and I've got people confused a little bit.
Let me help you out. You know, I mean, sometimes I confuse myself. I mean, I wear so many different titles and hats.
You do.
You know, so we can go many places, but you know, if I can, I'll just tell the audience a little bit about, you know, who I am and the different titles that I have. Okay.
Yes. Because Celebrity Basketball was one. You have American Basketball Association is two. You have L.A. Slam is three. See, I know them.
Absolutely. You know, anyway, my name is Don Sanchez. And, you know, I'm from, you know, I grew up here in Southern California. And, you know, I'm the CEO for the Los Angeles Slam. And, you know, some of you may have heard of the Slam, but I'm sure a lot of you have not. We're part of the American Basketball Association, the ABA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the, you know, old school guys, they'll know. They remember. They remember back in the late 60s and 70s, you know, we had Dr. J, Moses Malone, George Gervin, you know, and Artis Gilmore, and just a whole array of Hall of Fame players that started off in the ABA, the American Basketball Association.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they were the league that played with the red, white, and blue basketball. Okay. And they had the big afros, and they had the swagger and attitude back there in that day.
Okay.
See, the NBA wasn't ready for that. You know, the NBA, they had guys running around there with the tight shorts, things like that, and clean cut. But back then, the ABA was considered an outlaw league, you know.
Really?
And, well, you know, a group that consisted of outlaws is kind of was what I meant.
Okay,
and, you know, the type of play at that time, well, you know, people would say, well, it wasn't, you know, it didn't have the fundamentals of basketball, you know, because – you know, society wasn't ready for the flashiness, you know, but in reality, you know, today's Showtime that you see in the NBA, that came from the ABA. You know,
and to me,
DNA,
the flashiness is the fun of it all.
Absolutely. The DNA of the ABA is in the NBA these days. That's what you see.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, the ABA could not compete against the NBA. I mean, they were actually rivals at one time. But the NBA had all of the TV contracts, the big TV contracts. ABA had none. And so four of the top ABA teams merged with the NBA. And those teams, they still exist today.
Okay.
You have the Denver Nuggets. You have the Pacers.
Right.
You have the San Antonio Spurs. And the New Jersey Nets, I think they're called something else now. But so those four teams, you know, that's an ABA product. So anyway, after they merged, the ABA kind of, you know, just disappeared. But in the year 2000, one of the original founders from the original ABA started back the ABA. They bought the rights from the NBA because when they merged, the NBA actually, you know, gained the rights of the ABA. So they bought the rights. And in 13 years, we have grown in terms of numbers of teams to be the largest professional sports organization in the United States.
I was going to say, you guys have more teams than the NBA.
Oh, we have
you
three
like twice
times
as many.
More.
Oh, okay.
We have over 90 professional teams, and we have right now about another 25 expansion teams set to go next year. So we'll have about 120, maybe even more. You know, as the year goes on, we'll get more. We'll add more teams to it. And so, you know, a lot of people don't know that we're in almost every major metropolitan city. We're in the suburbs and throughout America, and we're playing our game. We're out there.
And the people also don't know that the basketball players come from ABA at times. Or if they're done with the NBA, they come back to the ABA.
Yeah. I mean, actually, you know, our team, the Los Angeles Slam, we're one of the highest profile, well, we are the highest profile team in the ABA, and specifically because last year we had 8 ex-NBA players on our team. And then in addition to those players, we had, you know, we got one of the top hip-hop artists in the world. We got The Game. And he's been with us now for 5 years.
No, that one threw me. That I'll have to admit, I was going through the website, and I saw him in a jersey, and I was stuck like, what does he do? Is it a charitable organization? No, he was on the team. I thought you had that charity event, like a celebrity charity event. No, before he was all big and rapping, he was with you guys.
Yeah, you know, what a lot of people don't know is that Game's first love is basketball. And coming
makes
up
sense.
In high school, he was an athlete. You know, he had gotten a scholarship to, I think it was University of Washington. And, you know, he was a baller. He balled with, you know, all of the great NBA ballers coming up. Like, I think Baron Davis was one of them. And you know, all the ballers from Compton, like I think Tyson Chandler and all those guys.
Okay.
Game, you know, he, if he wasn't rapping, he would want to be in the NBA. So, you know, this is his first love, and you know, rapping, well, let me just put it this way. I'm not going to say that he loves basketball before rapping, but this is one of his, you know, something that's very dear to him. And,
right.
You know, so he's really a world-class athlete.
So now with L.A. Slam, what is L.A. Slam about? International pro basketball game. Where do you guys come into play? L.A. Slam is an amazing team.
Yeah.
You guys just had an event this past weekend, correct?
Right. Now, you know, right now we're into our season, the American Basketball Association season. And, you know, we have different divisions throughout the United States. And right here in Southern California, we have something that's called the Southern California Division. And that consists of a team in from Phoenix, Arizona, a team from Las Vegas, Nevada, San Diego, Fresno, Orange County, and us, L.A. This is just our region. But, you know, Northern California, San Francisco, Oakland, they have theirs. Texas has theirs. All the way to New York, Canada, China. You know, there's teams everywhere. But, you know, right now, the L.A. Slam is presently ranked number 11 in the nation out of 90 teams. And we faced off against the number one team in the entire nation, the Arizona Scorpions, last week. They were undefeated. And we did it on national TV. And, you know, we handed the old-fashioned butt-kicking to you know, we were the...
I was going to say that LA Slam also has some major signature players. When you know, from the Bone Collector was his name?
Yeah, you know, virtually there's been so many players that have put on an LA Slam jersey for one reason or another. You know, I mean, whether it was doing a charitable game, whether it was doing a regular season, whether it was doing the world famous Drew League game. You know, I just to name some of them. You know, Sean Rooks was a player for us last year. Sean Rooks from the Lakers. Lamon Murray from the Clippers. Keith Kloss from the Lakers. Mike Timberthy Mike Pemberley for the World Championship Lakers. He was a player. Jeff Trepanier from USC and Cleveland Cavaliers. He's with us. Hakeem Hawkins played for the Houston Rockets and the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, we had
Bob Collector. The list just goes on and on.
Yeah. Jerry Dupree from N1. Doug Christie played with us last week. You know, and you know, like I said, that's just part of it. I can go on and on. And
right,
on and
right.
On. But yeah. So I guess
the question now would be, after it closed back, you know, after ABA had shut down and now it's back up and going, where does your passion come in for the game and for all the greatness?
Well, you know, I serve in many capacities. You know, I mean, one of the things is that on the local level, you know, I own the LA Slam and we're in the best market in the world, you know.
Right.
And what comes with team ownership is you know, my obligation to give back to community. You know, without community, we could not exist, you know. And
right. This
is the great thing about, you know, my vehicle, you know, and I use basketball as a vehicle to be able to reach out into the community or to use this as a way to reach our youth, you know, and make change, positive change in our community. So, you know, in that aspect, Los Angeles Slam is used in that manner. And then we can, you know, enhance the quality of life in our community. We can bring affordable, exciting, quality entertainment to the inner cities. You know, something where kids and families and community leaders and businesses, we can all have a safe environment and enjoy a night of just community fun and just put all of our problems aside, you know.
And a good game is always fun to attend. It's always fun to attend a great sports game. The energy is always awesome. The, you know, the competition between the two teams. Yeah, I have to admit, when you go to a game, the energy is just so strong and so inviting. You get caught, even if you don't know the teams, you get caught up in it all.
Absolutely, and that's one thing that we try to do. I mean, you know, because all of our players, like I said, you know, a lot of them have this swagger. They have this attitude. They're athletes. I mean, when you come to our games, you're going to see, you know, above the rim, alley oops, things like that. You're going to be entertained by them. But at the same time, though, you're going to see people start. You're going to see stars there. Like I said, this week we had a Jackie Christie from Basketball.
Basketball Wise.
Yeah, Basketball Wise. And I had no idea, because I never watched the program. I heard of it, though, but I never knew she was so popular. Everybody knew, you know?
Yeah, that show was pretty action-packed. It was a pretty action-packed show.
she was there. We had, you know, the N1 branding president from the you know, famous, you know, Pearl Line N1. He was there. We had actors there. And like I was saying earlier, we had the infamous real freeway Ricky Ross was there. And for those who don't know who Ricky Ross is, I mean, he's a legend in the community back in the 70s and 80s for kind of, you know, exposing the drug trade with the CIA and the gun dumping and things like that. So, I mean, it really surprised me that he's there, but the thing about it is Ricky Ross has, you know, he has served his time to society. He's come out. He's a community activist now, and you know, he's living a positive life right now.
Right. He's turned all around.
So you can't knock a person that's doing good right now. But he came out, and you had Clifford Durrell. He had just got through leaving the Clippers game and came over to our game to cheer him on. we just, and again, I'm missing a lot of names, but we gave out, and this is the thing I'm most proud of, we gave out a Lifetime Achievement Award, three of them. We called it the Southern California Living Legends Award. And one of the awards went to Mr. Khalid Shaw, who is the CEO and founder of Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace. And, you know, he's a community leader, and for decades, you know, his efforts to bring peace and to stop the bloodshed in, you know, the inner cities, I think that, you know, it was, you know, we had a moral obligation to recognize the good that he has done. So we honored him, and we also honored the NBA legend Freeman Williams. You know, and, you know, Freeman Williams went to Manual Arts High School back in the 70s.
Okay.
And went to Portland State, ended up, okay, he still holds the single game scoring record in the NCAA history. He scored 81 points, okay, 81 points in a single game. Now, people hear of 81 points and think of Kobe Bryant, you know, in the NBA.
Right.
But Freeman Williams did this in college. And you just got to understand, you know, college is playing with a 40-minute clock. They're doing it a little bit different. NBA is doing it with 48 minutes. And
right,
back
left
then,
time.
Yeah, and there was no three-point shot at that time. Okay,
so he really had to put in work.
Oh, he would have had over 100 points. You know? So Freeman did that. Freeman is presently the second leading career scorer in the history of NCAA behind the great Pete Maravich. So you get a gentleman like that from our community, you know, played 15 years in the league. He set the path for all the other great players to come through. So I just thought it was fitting to honor him. And I'm proud to say that Freeman Williams is also on our coaching staff. He's one of our assistant coaches, too.
Oh, good, good. Well, with such talent, I'm happy
to
hear that. That is pretty awesome.
Right. And,
now,
and one last award. Can't forget Mr. Jamal Williams from the Paralyzed Veterans Association. You know, I mean, we had to award him, and, you know, he was an upstanding member of our community, and you know, for all that he was doing with the Paralyzed Veterans Association, we had to award him to. So anyway,
that's a perfect segue into a salute to heroes. We definitely have to give Mr. Williams a salute for all that he's done with the veteran. I mean, you know, in his service.
Absolutely.
So now, with this being a salute to heroes, how would you say L.A. Slam and yourself, how do you guys give a salute to the heroes?
Well, you know, we try to be there for them, you know, to support any cause that they have.
Right.
And to show up to their events and, you know, to bring awareness and publicity to it. And, in fact, this week at the Los Angeles Convention Center, at the L.A. Fitness Expo, VSSN is going to be there. And,
yes, they are.
Absolutely, and I think it's from 10 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. So, you know, I'm going to come down with a few players. We're going to make ourselves available. We're going to interact with the veterans there and, you know, take pictures, sign autographs, that kind of thing. You know, we're going to support them in any way we can.
That is truly awesome, Don. Well, I shall be there as well. So I'll definitely look forward to meeting you and shaking your hand and the basketball players, giving them all the great fun that we're going to have. And this has been quite informative. Now I'm looking at the site again. Like, I'm going to have to get the schedule and come down to a game. I want to sit in the stands and scream, having fun, watching basketball.
Absolutely. Can I give that website out?
Please do.
Yes, okay. It's losangelesslam.com, and you would spell the whole city out just like Los Angeles and then add slam, SLAM.com. That's our website. You can see a little bit about our function last week. I'll be updating with some, you know, some VIP kind of photos from our event and things like that. So check it out. We'll have a current schedule up there in the next 48 hours.
Okay.
So if you want to check out the game, just check out the website.
Awesome. Well, Don, thank you so much for giving your salute to the heroes for L.A. Slam and a nice mention of ABA. And we definitely look forward to seeing you and the players this Saturday at the L.A. Fit Expo.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You listeners, you guys, make sure you take a chance to swing over to the website. It's awesome. LosAngelesSlam.com has a lot of information. And as he mentioned, the game was on their team. You can see a lot of pictures of him on there. It's going to be – it's a lot of fun. It's a really nice site, very well organized. And I love websites, so I'm always on them enjoying myself. So anyhow, you guys, we're going to thank Don Sanchez for coming and hanging out to Kick a Spot, giving a salute to heroes. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Can someone give me some drinks? I'm thirsty.
Hey,
Veronica.
Have you seen a kicking spot? I mean, I'm trying to find a kicking spot.
I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The Kick is Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one who's letting the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The Kick is Spot. Kick is Spot. Kick is Spot. Kick is Spot. The Kick is Spot. Kick is Spot. Kick is Spot. Kick is Spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry.
The Kick is Spot.
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 The Kick is Spot. What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at The Kick is Spot.
On everybody, this is your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kick is Spot. Welcome back, welcome back. We have just finished talking with Don Sanchez of Los Angeles Slam basketball team here with the ABA, American Basketball Association. Definitely the opportunity, check out the website, losangelesslam.com. So, we have some happenings going on. As you've heard, we have the L.A. We have a LA Fitness Expo going on this weekend, and we have the College Expo coming up as well. Let me see. Okay. We have the LA Fitness Expo, as we mentioned, this Saturday and Sunday. And then also for our youth, this is really big on my list, it's College Expo taking place February the 2nd, also at the Los Angeles Convention Center. The College Expo is an amazing event to attend. If you have any youth in high school from ninth grade and up preparing for higher education, this is an event they'll want to attend. It is informative. It has seminars about financial aid, about housing, freshmen 101. They also accept students right on the spot. You come with your transcripts and everything ready to go. You can be accepted to a college right on the spot. And they give away scholarships. It's just a great event with a – oh, not to mention the step show at the end of it. They have a great step show as well. So Tangible Live will be in the spot to be – we do cover the event. And that's just kind of a few blurbs on it. We'll get more information involved in it later on in the month. On, what is it, January 31st. The founder of the College Expo, Teresa Price, will be on the show, and we'll also be giving out some free tickets to the we'll give out some free tickets to the expo. Okay, so you can go to thecollegeexpo.net, I think it is, to check out more about that event. And if you happen not to be in Los Angeles, they do go to Atlanta, D.C., Ontario, California, as well as in the Bay Area. So go to the website and check it out. You don't have to be here in Los Angeles. They do travel across the nation. Okay. I think, do I have a caller who wants to speak? We have a caller, is that what it is? Veronica, honey, do I have a caller on, do we want to speak? We're almost done, because they have a thought they'd like to share, we could share it. No? Okay, hello, do I have a caller? Okay, while they're dealing with that, actually I'm going to move on. So then we also have the Academy Awards coming up, everybody. EOTM has been doing some postings about the Oscars as they are quickly approaching, and so we're just trying to find out if me and Carla are going to go. And I say that because Carla is probably already ready to go, because she's posting online about color swatches for her gown and what she's wearing and all that stuff. And so I don't even know if I'm going yet, because I don't have nothing to wear, and I'm not going to go if I'm not looking sharp. You know, I need to be like Sean Connery sharp, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to have her upstaging me and stuff, so... Carla, if you're listening, I know you probably think we going, but I don't know yet. I don't know. We'll see if I find. I'm sorry. Yeah, I see Veronica looking at me like, are you serious right now, T? Whatever. No, I'm shy. I like to be fly. You know, I'm supposed to be fly. So if you are a fashion designer or know someone who has their own line and would love to have it rocked at on the red carpet of the Academy Awards, definitely hit up a brother, okay? You can find me at facebook.com/TangeloLive or Twitter at TangeloLive, because I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mind Carla looking super fly, but I can't be looking like no Steve Urkel next to her, you know what I'm saying? I got to represent for the men, you know? Yeah. So anyhow, that's all I had to say about that. No, she did post about her color, her dress. Veronica. Whatever. I don't know. So bitch, we done. Anyhow, you guys, also know that we have it's going to be a great lineup for 2013 with celebrity book authors for our premiere segment, Tangible Live on Books. We have a lot of great authors lined up and coming and still signing in and everything. Next week, we will be talking with John Marshall Jones. John Marshall Jones is best known for his role in the TV sitcom Smart Guy, if you ever happen to watch that. If not, you can still check him out. But John Marshall Jones has a book entitled Mastering the Audition. So if you happen to be an actor, you know, getting your auditioning on, this would definitely be a show you will not want to miss. I haven't started the auditioning process just yet for acting, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting into it this year and having him on. They have all kinds of topics. It says, are you suffering from bad auditions ever? Are you suffering from bad auditions ever after? So after an audition, you feel like really bad. You're suffering from it. Do you have that problem? Are you frustrated by going on casting calls but still don't get booked for a job? Are you tired of feeling confused about acting auditions? Okay. If you are, this is definitely the show for you. They have a DVD as well. You can get the CD. They have an e-book, and it's great. And it's funny because John Marshall recently booked a job for a Disney show, and he kind of takes us on his journey through how he booked this job, you know. So he has everything from his success stories and how I use Mastering the Audition book to help him book Oh, his new series is called The Troop. He booked The Troop. That's the name of the show, and it's actually going, oh, it started airing recently. So anyhow, it's going to be a great show, you guys. If you're into acting and you want to know more about it, or if you have a friend who's, like, talking about auditioning and stuff, definitely check out the show next week, okay, with John Marshall Jones. All righty. Other than that, I just want to mention that EOTM TV Awards will be taking place in August 2013. So definitely keep your ear to the Facebook, to the Twitter, to all the media outlets, because you want to be in the place to be. And I'm very excited to hear the nominations. Oh, my goodness, EOTM are going to have nominations. They will be announced. It's going to be great. So if you guys, if they have a People's Choice Awards for media hosts, could you please vote for me? My name is T'Angelo, and I'm the host of EOTM. I mean, I'm a host of an EOTM radio show called The Kickin' Spot. So I'd really appreciate it if you kind of, like, vote for me and stuff. Yeah, that's great. Okay, well, she's like, if they listen to the show, they know who you are, T'Angelo. Well, whatever, you know, I don't know. All righty, you guys. I'm babbling. I'm ready to go. So anyhow, thank you guys so much for hanging out here at the Kickin' Spot tonight, and I hope you enjoyed our new segment called A Salute to Heroes. We will be having these Salute to Heroes for, probably like once a month or sporadically off the show as celebrities and professional athletes are interested in giving a salute, because I'm all about the military and the military vets. Like I said, they do a great job serving our country. And, you know, the least we could do is give a whoop-whoop to our service members, okay? So my guests, Joe and Tori, thank you so much for stopping by. It was super cool. It was super cool having you on. So informative. I look forward to meeting you. To Don Sanchez, another great interview. It was awesome. Very informative. He knows a lot about the basketball game. He's on point with that. Okay, you guys, so it was awesome. I look forward to meeting both those gentlemen on Saturday at the Los Angeles Fit Expo. So you guys, remember this 2000 year is going to be an awesome year, so continue to party like a rock. Hey, party like a rock star. Party like a rock. What? Party like a rock star. Also, you guys, keep working to achieve your dreams. It's not easy, but guess what? It's well worth it. And remember last week I talked about having a motto. Don't forget to build your motto. So 2013, you're really making sure every step you take is in the right direction, okay? Lastly, I'm just going to mention once again, January 31st, Teresa Price of the College Expo will be on the show. She's going to have a kick spot, giving away free tickets and trying to get helping our youth get the higher education, okay? Matter of fact, I'm actually working to get my nephew there, and my nephew's 14 years old. So if you're 14 above, I think you need to go, okay? That's how I feel about that. Alrighty, until next time, you guys, be sure to experience life to the fullest and just live. I'm out of here, and I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the Kickin' Spot. Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo,
why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better word. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Did you know it's possible to vacation and have a dental procedure in Bulgaria for 5 times less than the cost of the dental procedure alone in the U.S.? At BogomilStoyev.com, you can see the wide range of dental procedures available in Bulgaria at a fraction of the cost. Whether you need crowns, implants, periodontal, or other treatments, Dr. Stoyev can help. Contact Dr. Stoyev for pricing today at BogomilStoyev.com. That's BogomilStoyev.com.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.